tov, agutyar, shana tova. The daf for today is Mem Gimel. Let's just review from Mem Beis Amid Beis. The Mishnah recorded a machlokes at the beginning of this perek, back on Mem Aleph Amid Beis, between Rabbi Gamliel on the one hand and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva on the other hand, in a case where the Goyim or Ruach Ra removed him from his Tchum Shabbos, and the Mishnah establishes that he only has Dalet Amos. What happens in a case where the Nachrim or the Ruach Ra took him to a place that's Mukaf Mechitos, which is called a deer or a sahar, some sort of corral for animals that has mechitzos around it? And Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah agrees to Rabbi Gamliel. They paskin that mahalach es kula. He's allowed to walk within that area that's mukaf mechitzos. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiv omrim, ein lo ela dalet amos. We'll only give him the dalet amos of somebody that's found chutz l'tchum. And the Gemara tells us on Mem Beis Amid Beis that Rav Paskins Alocha L'Rabbi Gamliel in three cases, Dir V'Sahar U'Sfina. The third case of Sfina is recorded again in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, in the story, the Maisa that happens, that they were on the ship, on a trip, and before they could come into the port, it already got dark out on Erev Shabbos. It was already Shabbos. And the question is, are they allowed to walk within the Sfina? The boat itself has mechitzos. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah were mekil, holchu es kula. They walked within the Sfina from one side of the boat to the other. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva lo zozu midalet amos, sherotzu lahachmir al atzmon. So they remain like someone who finds himself on Shabbos chutz l'tchum within dalet amos of the Sfina. And Rav Paskins, like Rabbi Gamliel, straight across the board to be mekil in Dir and Sar on the one hand, and even in Sfina, or shall we say, even in Dir v'Sar. Shmuel says, we'll paskin halacha l'kula like Rabbi Gamliel, but only in the case of Sfina, but not in the cases of Dir v'Sahar. And the Gemara now quotes a machlokus between Rabba and Rabbi Zera about why. Why is it that we'll paskin, according to Shmuel, like Rabbi Gamliel in the case of Sfina, and not in the cases of Dir and Sar? There we're going to paskin like Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva l'chumra, and we're going to only give him Dalet Amos. What's the reasoning to make an exception in the case of Sfina? Rab explains, based on his logic called Hoel v'shavas bi'avir mechitzos mibod yom, it means that he was konish vis on Erev Shabbos inside the mechitzos of the Sfina, and therefore the entire Sfina is considered one makom, one place. It's like Dalet Amos. But Dir and Sar, he wasn't koveah his shvisa in those areas mitchila, but rather in the middle of Shabbos, the goyim put him there, and therefore we go lechumra. Rabbi Zeir, on the other hand, gives a different explanation. Hol shvina not losa mitchilas arba menachto besof arba. In other words, since a person who finds himself chutz l'tchum is allowed up to four amos, in the case of a sfina, wherever he goes, it's up to four amos. It's always considered four amos. Why? Because the sfina is what's called a sfina maleches. It's always moving. And therefore, even before he puts his foot down to be kona shvisa, the sfina has already progressed, has already moved forward, and finds him in a different Dalet Amos. So wherever he is, he's always within Dalet Amos. May be Nayu. The Gemara gives two explanations as to the nafkamina between the two, between Rabba and Rabbi Zera. And in both cases, whether it's Nifrasu Dofnei Asfina, or whether it's a case of Kofetz Misfina L'Sfina, you cannot use the logic of Rabba. It will be inapplicable because he's not inside the Mechitzos and he wasn't shoves within the Sfina the way Rabbi would have it, mitchila b'Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, because there are no mechitzos. That's called nifchesu dofne hasfina, meaning the spatlu hamechitzos, and that took place mibodjom, before Knisas HaShabbos. So therefore he was never shoves in the Avir and the mechitzos. We cannot apply Rabbi's understanding of Rabbi Gamliel. Alternatively, in a case of a person who before Shabbos he left from one Sfina to another Sfina, and again you cannot apply the principle of Hol v'Shavas b'Avir Mechitzos because now he's in a different Sfina. However, Abzera would apply the logic of Rabbi Gamliel even in these cases, because we still have a Sfina Maleches, which means that he always constantly gets a new four Amos. The Gemara now wants to know, Rabbi Zeir, my time alo Omar Kerabba, Omar Lecha Mechitzos, and here we're going to start the daf for today, daf Mem Gimel Omen Aleph, Lavriach Mayim Asuyos. The reason why Rabbi Zeir could not accept the principle of Rabba that a Sfina has Mechitzos is because, in general, our definition essentially of a mechitza is that a mechitza protects the area that's within the mechitza. In the case of the Sfina, argues Rabbi Zeira, the purpose of the mechitzos are not for the inside of the boat. The inside of the boat itself is very comfortable. You wouldn't need mechitzos. But the problem is that the water is going to inundate the boat. So you need the mechitzos to keep the water out. That's not called mechitzos. Rabba, my time alomer, Rabbi Zeira. On the other hand, why did Rabba reject Rabbi Zeira? After all, Rabbi Zeira has a very logical argument. And the Gemara answers, v'maleches kuliyam alo pligi. Then Rabba held that the svara of Rabbi Zeira, because of the Sfina Maleches, is so simple and so fundamental, there was never an issue about that. In a case of a Sfina Hamaleches, kuliyam modi, even Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would agree that, even Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva would agree that in the case of Sfina Maleches, we'll give him all the Sfina, because it's a new Dalet Amos. Every time the Sfina moves, Ki Pligi B'Sha'amda. The Machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel on the one hand and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva on the other hand addresses the case of a Sfina Sha'amda. It's not a Sfina that's on the move, that's traveling over the water. And Rabbi Gamliel was Mekil, says Rabba, for a different reason. You don't have the logic of the four Amos, the new four Amos, because it's not a Sfina Maleches. But what you do have is the logic of the Avir HaMechitzos. And Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva disagree. They hold he's only got Arba Amos, and that's it. Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Masnisa Nami Deka. If we're careful about reading the Mishnah, we'll be able to prove the premise of Rabba that Mimaleches Lo Pligi, that there was never Machlokes, meaning that even Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva would concede that we give him the full Dalet Amos in the Sfina if it were a case of a Sfina Maleches that's on the move. Mimai, where do I see this in the Mishnah? Midiktani Maisa Shabo. The Mishnah records a story in which the Tanoim, all the Tanoim that are mentioned in the Mishnah, came me Flandasrin, from a place called Faldarsin. And they got there before Shabbos, they were Kona Shvisa. And then all of a sudden the wind came and carried the boat Hifligas Finosa Bayom in the opposite direction of the Mokom Shvis and carried them out to the middle of the water. And now Bionis, they're outside of the Tchum of Shabbos. Rav Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Holchu Eskula. So this is Rav Gamliel Shita, that the entire Sfina, since it's surrounded by Mechitzos, is a place that he was Kona Shvisa. He's allowed to go the full, from one side to the other of the boat. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, Lo Zozim, Yarba Amos, Sherotzu Lahachmir Al Atzman. Now the language of Shalrotzu Lahachmer Latzman indicates that they accepted upon themselves a separate chumrah. They were obviously worried about something. They felt that Meikra Din, Rabbi Gamliel, is certainly correct, and they were Konish Visa within the boat, and they're allowed to walk anywhere within the boat, within those machitos. Iyamet Bishlema, if we're going to accept the logic of Rabbah, that Bamalechas Lo Pligi, there was never a Machlokas Tanoim about the case of a Sfina that's in motion. Is Heiner the Ktoni Rotsu? Now I understand why the Mishnah tells us Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva wanted to be Machmir on themselves. The Dilma Amda, they were afraid that maybe at some point the Sfina would stop and the people within the boat would not have paid attention. And we have to be Choshesh that such a thing happened. And in the case of a Sfina Sha'amda, that's where Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Akiva claim that he only gets Dalet Amos. Eli Yamert Pligi, if you're going to tell me that they argue even the case of a Sfina Maleches, and then Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Akiva hold that it's not Mutter to go more than Dalet Amos within the Sfina Meikar Adin according to the strict letter of the law. So, Hai Rotzel Ahachmir, what is the language of the Mishnah? Rotzel Ahachmir, Isurahu. The Mishnah should have said that according to the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, it's also Meikar Adin to go across the Sfina. Amar Avashi, Ravashi likewise wants to support this premise of Rabbah. Masnisa Namideka, the Ketoni Sfina Dumya, the Deer Vesahar. The Mishnah quotes the cases of Sfina and the corral, the animal corral, in one breath. Seemingly, they are similar. My dear Vesai the Kvi, just like a case of an animal corral, is Omeid Bimkomo, it doesn't move. Af Sfina Nami the Kviya. We're talking about a case of a Sfina, which is Kavua Bimkomo, it's not on the move, and there's no Machlokas Tanoim. The only machlokas is going to be in the case of Omedes, where it's not Malechus, where it's similar to Deer Vesar, and it's Kavua Bimkoma. Amalei Rav Acha Brei De Ravel Rav Ashi Hilchasa Kerav Gamliel Bisfina Hilchasa Michlal De Pligi. From the very fact that both Rav and Shmuel said we paskin like Rav Gamliel, in the case of Sfina, you're allowed to walk throughout the entire boat, then it's implicit that there is machlokas. So how could Rabbah say there's no machlokas? The Gemara answers, in. There is a machlokas, even with regard to Sfina. And I'll prove it to you from a braisa. Vatanya, we learned in a braisa, Chananya Omer Kol Osai Yom. On that day that they were on the boat, Yashvu Vidonu Ba'Tvar Alocha, the various Tanoim, had a discourse in Halacha. Emesh, it means on the evening going into Shabbos, Echria, Rabbi Yeshua came to the conclusion, and he's Achi Abba, he is my uncle, Halacha Kram Gamliel B'Sfina, V'Halacha Rabbi Akiva B'Dir V'Sar. So we see clearly that already at the time of the Tanoim, they assumed that there was a machlokas in the case of Sfina. But what? So now that we've concluded, just to wrap up the sugya, that there's machlokas even with regard to Sfina, we're talking about a case of Sfina Sha'amda. The Sfina is, as we said before, Kavua Bimkovo, it's stationary. In a case of Sfina Maleches, everybody agrees that according to strict letter of the law, you're allowed to walk throughout the entire Sfina. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva want to be machmer on themselves, even in the case of Maleches, because they were afraid maybe the Sfina would stop and then nobody would pay any attention. Boy, Rav Chananya has the following suffix. Yesh tchumin l'mala me'asara, o ein tchumin l'mala me'asara. We know that the Rabbanon instituted an isa tchumin. And it makes sense that if a person is on ground level, then we give him a tchum, you know, we give him up to 2,000 amo, not beyond. But what about a case of someone who finds himself above ground. He is above 10 tefachim, which is considered outside of the airspace below. Is there a din of tchumim for someone who finds himself lamala me'asara? And the Gemara explains what exactly is the scenario of Rabbi Hananya's suffix. Bi'anmud gavah asar v'rochav arba lo tiboy lecha. Ti'ara smichtahi. If it was a case of some sort of a pillar which is above 10 tefachim, and it's a very long pillar, and it continues, and it's also very wide, it's got 4 tefachim, and that's a very comfortable place for a person to walk, and it's like Ara Smichta, it's like the ground itself. I mean, just like the ground is a comfortable place to walk, and he's not allowed to walk chutz l'tchum, so too a person cannot climb onto this amud and walk in a way that's very, very comfortable. And it's like the ground itself. It also has the limitations of tchum. Kiti boilach. What was the suffix of Rab Chananya? That was the case of Bamud Gavah Sarvieno Rachav Arba. Although it's 10 tefachim above the ground, but it's very narrow, and it's not a comfortable place to walk like it is on the ground. You know, it's like a tightrope situation. And maybe you're allowed to climb up on top of this amud, and you're allowed to go chutz l'tchum. Imagine if this amud was almost at the end of the 2,000 amma, and it continues for a few amos, and he's walking on it like a tightrope. Inami, another scenario which Rav Chananya would have his safek, deka'azil b'kfitza, he's flying through the air, literally he's jumping through the air. Now, I don't know how anyone could jump through the air above 10 tefachim. So Rashi says, b'kfitza, that we're talking about someone like Eliyahu HaNavi, who mentions the ineffable name of God, and he can climb above 10 tefachim and jump from one place to the other. So he's really suspended in midair. Is there an Issur Tchum? So let's say he goes out to 2,000 Amma. He jumps up to the air after he mentions Shem Hashem. And he crosses over to the other side of the Tchum. Has he violated the Issur Tchum? Lishnach Rina. We have now another possible scenario in which Rabbi Chananya's Suffolk applies. Bisfina. Let's say the boat, where he's on top of the boat, it's above 10 tefachim from the ground, right, the ground below the sea level, below the water. My, what's the din in all these cases? Is he allowed to go chutz l'tchum? Omer Avoshia Toshma, let's prove it from our Mishnah, right here at the beginning of our Perek. The Mishnah records a Maisa Shebo, that the Tanoim came from a place called Faldarsin, and they got to the place that they wanted to get to, and they were Koveh Shvisa, but all of a sudden the wind, a gust of storm, blew them out towards the middle, Hifligos Vinos Bayam, the middle of the ocean, and they were out of the Tchum where they were Kona Shvisa. And Rabbi Gamliel, and also Rabbi Lozman Azari agrees to him, were Mahalach Bisfina Kula, they went from one side to the other. Rabbi Yeshun, Rabbi Akiva said, no, we're not going to go beyond 4 amos, because they were machmir al atzmon. I amrit bishlema, if you're going to tell me yesh tchumen, that there is an isur tchumen that applies even lamal me'asar tfachim, is mishum hachi, rot, so we understand why Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva want to be machmir on themselves, because they were afraid, as we said before, that the Sfina might come to a halt, and they wouldn't pay any attention to that, and there'd be koveh shvisa in the Makom Amida, and they can't go beyond 4 amos because they're outside of their tchum. So we see that the Issur Tchumen applies even on a Sfina, even on a boat, even though it's Lamala Me'asara. Ela I Amrit She'ein Tchumen. There's no Issur Tchumen. Lamala Me'asara Tfachim is Amai Ratzu. Why would they want to be Machmir? Even if the Sfina, the worst case, would come to a halt, they're allowed to walk the entire Sfina because there's no din tchumin lamalame asar tvachim. And he rejects this and says there's no proof about Lamala Me'asor Tfachim from the Mishnah that we just learned, Kedomar Rava, B'mahaleches Birakok. It's a case, again, Rava didn't mention this in our context of our Mishnah, but the Gemara is using a statement of Rava in a different context, which we'll see in just a second, and applying it here, that the case is where the boat is going through very shallow water, and the ground of the below the water is full of rakak, in other words, it's full of different kinds of stones and rocks and dirt and so forth and so on. So we're talking about a sfina that has no ten tfachim below the ground. Why? Because the ground, as we said, is sort of mixed up, it's a rakak, and there's no ten tfachim between the bottom of the boat and the ground of the sea. Is Hachinami, let's apply Rava's Ukimta here to our Mishnah, but Maleches Birakak. So the reason why Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva want to be Machmer on themselves, because they're afraid Shematamod Asvina Bimkoma, is because that's below 10 Tfachim. And certainly below 10 Tfachim, there's an Isut Chumin Tashma. Maybe we can answer it from our Mishnah. Pamachas, the Mishnah records another story. Lo Nichnesu Ledamol Adshech HaSheicha. Before they got to the port, to dock, on this traveling on Friday, it became absolutely dark. In other words, Shabbos had already entered. And they asked Rabbi Gamliel, are they allowed to get off the boat on Shabbos? And he said they're allowed to. Why? Because he was looking through a kind of a telescope. I don't know the exact word for it in English. It's that long thing that you look through, you know, to see at a distance. And he saw that they already got to within the tchum of the city. They were within 2,000 amas before the onset of Shabbos, and therefore they were koveh shvisa in the city. And we have the din of anshe ir. Therefore, we're allowed to get off the boat. Iamrit bishlema yesh tchumin shapir eli iamrit she'ein tchumin. Is kilo hayinu betov tchum ayhave. Why does the Mishnah have to record this whole story in which they were able to determine that they had reached within the tchum of the city at the time of the onset of Shabbos? Forget about that. Why not just say that since they were on a boat and the boat is above 10 tfachim, there's no din tchumin above 10 tfachim? So even if in the worst case scenario they were outside of the tchum of the city at the time of the onset of Shabbos, meaning they were beyond 2,000 amah, it wouldn't make any difference at all because there's no din of tchum l'malam e'asara. Oh, my Rava says, no, you're making a big mistake. What was the case of Rami Gamliel and the Tanoim? Shalom nichnesu l'anamol ara kashecha. That's b'maleches birakok. That the boat was going in very shallow water, and the distance between the top of the ground space and the bottom of the boat was less than 10 tfachim, and therefore for sure there was an isut chumin, and the only way that they could be makil to get off the boat and go within the city is because they saw that they were within the tchum of the city, and they were kodesh visa there by the time of the onset of Shabbos. Toshma, maybe we could postulate this suffik, Hani Shav Shmaita. There were 7 halachos regarding the laws of trefos that were mentioned in Masechta Chulin. And we're not going to learn the laws of trefos. That's not relevant to us. We're only interested in one particular point. This Amron B'Tzafra B'Shabsa. These halachos, 7 halachos in trefos, were presented on the morning of Shabbos, Kavei D'Rav Chisda, Bisura. Now there were 2 very major Torah citadels in Bavel. One was called Sura, the other was called Pumpedisa. And these halachas were presented in the presence of Rav Chisda the morning of Shabbos in Sura, Ubahadi Panya the Shabbos, and before Shabbos ended, meaning later on in the afternoon, the same set of 7 halachas were presented coming to Rava. Rava was not in Sura, but was in another major city, and that's Pumpedisa. Now, the distance between Sura and Pumpedisa is more than 2,000 amah. How could it be possible that the Chachamim could have been in Surah in the morning of Shabbos and in Pupudisa in the afternoon of Shabbos, in the evening of Shabbos? My Amarinu, the answer is that who is actually transmitting these halachos in the morning in Surah and the evening in Pupudisa? It was none other than Lav Elio Amrinu. Only Elio HaNavi would be allowed to go from Surah to Pupudisa, you know, fly his way over there, what we call Kfitza, and he was above Asar Tfachim. His Alma, we see from this, Ein Tchumin L'malam Asara. Elio is bound by the laws of Tchumin, like every single Jew, just as Elio has the ability to fly through the air, which we don't have. Elio flew through the air from Surah to Pumpadisa on Shabbos. He's going Chutz L'Tchum. It's more than 2,000 Amah distance from one city to the other. How can he be allowed to do so? He's also bound by the laws of Tchumin. And the answer must be because he flew above 10 Tfachim. And above 10 Tfachim, that's considered a domain unto itself. It's not like the Karka, and there's no Isa Tchumin. Gemara rejects this. Lo, Dilma Yosef Shida Amrinu. It was actually a spook, a shade. You know, the Gemara understood more about shadim than we know, but there was a shade whose name was Yosef. And the shadim somehow were able to go chutz l'tchum from Surah to Pumpadisa. Again, why would you trust the shade to tell over Torah and transmit seven halachas and hilchas trefos? So in truth, there's a Gemara in Pesachim about this particular shade whose name was Yosef, and he's not a real shade, but somehow, again, this is a little bit beyond our Ein Kamakom LaHarach, as we said, but he was, Rashi says he was Eino Metzuv al Shmir Shabbos. Okay, we have to work this all out. But anyway, whoever the shade was, Rashi learns, and we'll be happy with Rashi right now, that he was not committed to fulfill the laws of Shabbos, and therefore he's allowed to go chutz l'tchum on Shabbos, but you can't prove anything about l'mal me'asorah from the fact that this shade flew on Shabbos from Surah to Pumpadisa Toshma, but I could prove it perhaps from another braisa. So Rabbosai, we're now on the bottom of Mem Gimel Amid Aleph. We're about to turn to Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, and we're going to learn a braisa about Nazir. But the truth is that this braisa about Nazir is more fascinating from a different perspective, and that has to do with Mashiach. Now keep in mind that before Mashiach comes, one day earlier, Elio HaNavi is going to come. He's the Mavaser. Now a person took upon himself Nazirus, and he said, "Biyom sheba, sheben David ba." On the very day that Mashiach comes, I will be a Nazir. And the question is, in this braisa, whether or not such a kabbalas nazirus is binding. Muto lishtos yayin b'shabbosos u'biyamim tovim. Weekdays might possibly be the day that Mashiach came or will come. So therefore, he has to be machmir, and he's not allowed to drink wine. But on Shabbos and Yontif, he's allowed to drink wine. So Gemara says, V'asal lishtos yayin b'chol yomos hachol. So now, what's the difference? During the weekday, maybe Mashiach will come, and that'll fulfill his condition. He's therefore enjoined from drinking wine. But on Shabbos and Yontif, no chance. Mashiach is not coming, neither on Shabbos nor on Yontif. And on that day, therefore, he's allowed to drink wine. Iyamit Bishlema. What's the underlying logic here in this price? So why the premise that Mashiach can't come on Shabbos? It must be because Yesh Tchumin, there is an Isa Tchumin, even Lamala Me'asara, Hainu de Shabbos of Yom Tovim, Mutter. Why does the Brisa rule? That he's allowed to drink wine on Shabbos and Yontif is because Mashiach cannot come chutz l'tchum, Mashiach is far away, and when he makes his rounds, he's going to travel through the Tchum. It can't be that he would do that on Shabbos, because Mashiach, like all of us, is Mitzuvah on Shabbos. If you're going to tell me the Lamal Me'asara, B'Shabbos Yom Tov Mamai Mutar, why can't Mashiach show up on a Shabbos? Why are you allowing the Nazir to drink wine on that Shabbos because the Mashiach can't come? Why can't he come Chutz L'Tchum through Kfitza? He can jump above 10 Tfachim. If we know that Eliyahu could jump above 10 Tfachim, and a shade by the name of Yosef could jump and fly above 10 Tfachim, then certainly the Mashiach will be able to do so. And the answer is he won't come on Shabbos because there's an Issa Chutz L'Tchum even in a Kfitza above 10 Tfachim. The Gemara says, Nein, you're wrong. Shiny Hossam. The reason why the Braisa paskins that the Mashiach will certainly not come on Shabbos, that has nothing to do with the Issa Tchumin, but rather the Yomer Kra, the Pasuk says at the end of Tanakh, Hine Anochi Sholech Lochem Es Elio Anovi Lifnei Boi Yom Hashem Agadol Vanora. Elio Anovi is going to come Lifnei. Lifnei means one day before Mashiach is going to come. And Elio's purpose is to be the Mavaser of the Geula. We checked all our social media, all our Facebook, and all our emails and everything else. And guess what? Friday, Elio didn't show up. So I know therefore that on this Shabbos, a day later, for sure, Mashiach is not going to show up. He didn't come on Friday, so we know that Mashiach's not coming on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Ihochi af b'yemos achol. Every weekday, in this case of the Nazir, that he accepts the Nazirus on the day that Mashiach is going to come, he should be mutter. Why? Dechol yoma v'yoma nami lishtrei dolo osa liyom esmol. Whatever day of the week it is. Let's say it's a Tuesday. Well, we checked our social media on Monday, and guess what? Elio didn't show. Ella, we have no choice but to assume that even though we don't know about Elio, meaning that he came yesterday, but in fact he did come, because we don't have access to social media. Ella, Amrina Lepez and Agol Osa, we're going to have to assume that maybe yesterday, let's say on a Monday, right, the Nazir on Tuesday is enjoyed from wine because Elio came on Monday. We didn't hear about it, but the answer is Elio came to the Vezna Gadol, which sat outside the Beis HaMikdash, what's called the Lishkas HaGozes, and he told and revealed that tomorrow the Mashiach is going to come. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, if that be the case, and that's why he's enjoined from drinking wine on Tuesday, because Elio in fact came on Monday, even though we didn't hear about it, maybe he came on Friday. Elio knocked on the doors of the Lishkas HaGozes and he told the Bezna Godel, I'm here to tell you that tomorrow the Mashiach is coming. And we don't know about it on Shabbos, so that maybe Elio showed up on Friday in the Lishkas HaGozes. We don't know about it on Shabbos. Then why is he mutter on Shabbos? Maybe the Mashiach is going to come today on Shabbos. We didn't hear the word from Elio. That's because Elio was at the Lishkas HaGozes and the word didn't get out. So the Gemara answers, Kvar muvtach lehem liyisrael shein Elio bo lo b'yavri Shabbos lo b'yavri yom in tov v'minat Torah. We have a promise that Elio will not show up neither on a Shabbos nor on a Yont. I'm sorry, not on an Erev Shabbos nor on an Erev Yont. Why v'minat Torah? When Elio HaNovi shows up, we have to go out and greet him. You know, we have to put on our tux and go out and greet him. But it's Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif. We're very, very busy. We're preparing for Shabbos. And this is going to make it impossible. It's going to interfere with our ability to prepare for Shabbos. So in other words, just to summarize, what the Gemara is saying is that the reason the Braisa that we studied on Omer Aleph allows the Nazir to drink wine on Shabbos is not because we didn't hear about Elio HaNovi. How come we didn't get the word yesterday on Friday? The answer is because he came to Beis HaGadol on Friday and we didn't know about it. But the answer is, the reason why he's allowed to drink, the Nazir is allowed to drink wine on Shabbos, is because it's impossible that Eliyahu HaNavi showed up in the Beis Nagel on Friday and we didn't know about it, because he'll never show up on a Friday. And the reason he won't show up Friday is not to interfere with our Hachana, our preparation for Shabbos. So therefore, a person is allowed, this Nazir is allowed to drink wine on Shabbos. Kosal kedaitach. The Gemara thinks at this point, Mid Eliyo lo osa, Mashiach Nami lo osa. I don't get it. If you're telling me that Eliyo, we have a promise, he will certainly not show up, that's guaranteed on a Friday, then we should assume, by process of analogy, that Mashiach is not going to come on a Friday. Because, once again, if Mashiach shows up on a Friday, it's going to interfere with our preparation for Shabbos. And if that be the case, b'malei shabso lishterei, even on Friday the Nazir should be allowed to drink wine, because we know that the Mashiach is not going to come on Friday. So Gemara says the difference between Eliyahu and Mashiach. Eliyahu lo osi, certainly Eliyahu is not going to show up on Erev Shabbos, but Mashiach osi, Mashiach will in fact show up on Erev Shabbos. And why is that? The cave on the osi Mashiacha, HaKol Avodim Heim LiYisrael. Unbelievable. Rabosa, I have to tell you, I was unaware of this piece of Gemara. That when Mashiach comes, the nations of the world will serve us. We'll have servants. You know, I know someone from South Africa. He tells me that he has 3 or 4 servants. You know, he has maid servants. I didn't meet anyone when I was in South Africa that had servants. But apparently there are people like that. And I'm sure there are other places in the world where plenty of Jews have servants. But here's a promise that when Mashiach comes, we'll all have servants. Wherever we are on the face of the earth, because Kulam, what's the language of the Gemara? Hakol Avodim Heim LiYisrael. So don't worry about Achanas Shabbos. Whatever you need to prepare Shabbos, you have plenty of servants that'll take care of you. And therefore, we cannot be matir and allow the Nazir to drink wine on Friday, assuming that the Mashiach certainly won't show up on Friday. He may, in fact, show up on Friday, because we'll have plenty of avadim to take care of our preparations for Shabbos. Not so in the case of Eliyahu. Eliyahu would certainly not show up on Friday, because there are no avadim yet. Now, the Gemara asks again, Bechad b'shabso lishtere. Now, if Eliyahu cannot show up to tell us about the Mashiach, so what about a Sunday? The assumption of the Braisa is that on Sunday the Nazir is enjoined from drinking wine. Now, Eliyahu could not have possibly come on Shabbos, because that would force Eliyahu to go chutz l'tchum, right? He's going from one place to the other. Is lifshot minei the tchumin? The ain't chumin. We have to assume that Eliyahu could show up on Shabbos to tell us that Mashiach is going to come tomorrow on Sunday. He's going chutz l'tchum. The answer is there's no tchum above 10 tfachim. And Eliyahu, as we said before, has the power with the Shema Meforesh to fly above 10 tfachim. The iyesh tchumin. If you're going to argue that there is an isur tchumin l'malam so that would guarantee that Eliyahu would not show up on Shabbos. Is Bechad B'Shabbos Lishterei, then Mashiach cannot come on Sunday, because Mashiach is always going to come the day after Eliyahu. Deloas Eliyahu B'Shabbos. And now we don't understand how the Braisa says that on Sunday this individual who took that Tanai is enjoined from drinking wine as a Nazir. So the Gemara answers, no. Hai Tana Sipuke Misafkale Yesh Tchumen O Ein Tchumen. The Tana of this Braisa that we're learning about, the Nazir, vacillated back and forth. He was unsure. Is there an Isur Tchumen above 10? Or is there no Isur Tchumen above 10? And therefore, L'chumra, we have to be machmir in both directions. So therefore, on Sunday, this Nazir who took the knee, the Kabbalah's Nazirus, he's enjoined, he's not allowed to drink wine, because maybe there's no din tchumin l'mal me'asara, which means that Eliyahu is allowed to do kvitza, and he could come chutz l'tchum on Shabbos to be mivasa the gula, and Moshiach is going to come on Sunday. But we can't derive any conclusions here in any certain clarity. We have no clarity over here to be mekil and say that we're allowed to go chutz l'tchum l'mal me'asara. So the Gemara tries to clarify this. What is exactly the scenario of the Braisa? Dekoi emas dekonodar. On what day of the week did this person stand up and take his Kabbalas Nazirus for the day that Mashiach will come? Ilema dekoi bechol. If we're going to say that his Kabbalas Nazirus in the Braisa was on a weekday, how could he be allowed to drink wine on Shabbos? Came into Cholei Nazirus. Hechi Asya Shabsa Umafka Ale. Well, the Nazirus has to be Chal Misafe, because now we don't know whether Mashiach will come on Shabbos or not. So when we get to Shabbos, how could the Braisa say that he's allowed to drink wine? He accepted his Nazirus on a weekday. At that moment, besides Safek, he is a Safek Nazir, he's enjoined from drinking wine. Now what's going to happen, that Shabbos is going to come along, it's going to be Mafkiah, it's going to remove his Nazirus. That's impossible, Ella. We have no choice but to assume that the scenario on the Brice is the Koi B'Shabsa, he accepted his Nazirus on Shabbos for Kod Nadar, or Biyonta for Kod Nadar. Vahu Yoma, Hu Deshari Lei. The Brice says on that day of Shabbos, on the very day that he took the nether, he's allowed to drink wine. Why? Because we assume that the Mashiach is not going to come on that day, on that Shabbos. But Mikan V'Elech, as far as Sunday, Monday, and so forth is concerned, Asar Leh. From now, Mikan L'Avah, he's not allowed to drink wine, Li'olam. Whether it's on Shabbos or on a weekday, it makes no difference, because once the Nazirus is Chal, there's nothing to undo the Nazirus. There's nothing to be mafkia the Nazirus. If it's a case of Shabbos, where he took the nether on Shabbos, then we're going to say that that day is the day of Shabbos, and on that day he's allowed to drink wine, because the Mashiach is not going to come on that day, right? Because Eliyahu HaNavi did not come yesterday to be mevaser. But mikan v'elech, from now on, he's not allowed to drink wine. And it matters not whether it's Yimos HaChol, Yimos HaShabbos, or Yontif, because once the Nazirus is Chal, then you cannot say Mitzad Sofek, we're going to be Mafkia the Nazirus. The Mishnah tells us, Pam Achas, Lo Nichnesu LaNamal. On one particular occasion, Rav Gamliel was on the boat with other Tanoim, and the boat didn't reach the dock at the point of the onset of Shabbos. Rav Gamliel looked out with his telescope, and he said, we're within the Tchum of Shabbos, and we got there before nightfall at the onset of Shabbos, and therefore we're allowed to get off the boat, and we have the entire Tchum of the city like the Bnei Ha'ir. Tana, we learned in a Braisa, Shfoferes, this kind of telescope that he had, Hoysalo l'Rav Gamliel. How do you say it in English? If somebody could just... It's not a telescope. What's it called? That the captain of the ship, he looks out at this thing. All right. I see you gentlemen know English just about as well as I do. Let's see.
Binoculars?
Nah. I think there's a word for it, no? On my way out here, it's just, I'm sorry I'm taking a break for this, but it just bothers me. Let me see if I could find it. I'm not sure I'll find it, but I'll give it a shot. All right. on the Mishnah itself at the beginning of the Perek, there's nothing. So let's just see here how he translates the word shofaris. Shofaris is literally a pipe, you know, some sort of a long thing that has an opening inside of it. So let's see where we up to here. Shofaris. He calls it a tube.
Sextant.
What?
Sextant.
Sextant?
S-E-X-T-A-N-T.
Sextant, okay. It's funny because I'm a little disappointed here. Sextant, he calls it just a tube. Okay. So we'll try to... You know, in our childhood, we used to watch all these movies, you know, with the pirates and all that stuff. Anyway. So, Tana Shofaris, Hoysalo L'Ram Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel had the sextant. Shoysa Mabit V'tzofabal Payim Amo B'Yabosha. In other words, he knew, Rabbi Akiva, that the field of vision through this tube, through the sextant, was 2,000 Amo. He had tested it out. That was his clue to determine Tchum Shabbos. Really fascinating. Ukenegda. And now he's standing on the boat and he's looking through this sextant, through this tube, and he sees Alpayim Biyam. He sees exactly where the port is. That it's there are 2,000 amos in the ocean away from the Abosha, as we would call it, away from dry land. So therefore, he knew through the Shofaris that he had already entered into the Tchum of the city. So now the Gemara tells us, Arotza Leida Kama Omko Shalgai, if a person wants to check out the depth of a ravine, maybe Shofaris Umabit Ba. He has to get a hold of this famous Shofaris of Rabbi Akiva, or for that matter, any Shofaris, but he has to know exactly what the field of vision, the extent that he could see through the Shofaris is, and Vieda Kama Omko Shel Guy. And then he'll figure out how deep is the guy. Okay, so if he had the Shofaris of Rav Gamliel, then he would know that it was 2,000 Amma, for example, in that case. Harotza Leida Kama Govo Shel Dekel. If a person wants to know how to measure the height of a palm tree, and he doesn't have the ability to actually measure the palm tree, so he does it by measuring the shadow from his body. Mode komaso vitzilo vitzel tomaso. He knows his own height, and he can measure the shadow, the length of the shadow that's cast by the tree. He measures his own shadow, and vieda kama govo shel dekel. Now he'll be able to determine the exact gova of the dekel. Why? Because there's a ratio between his height and the length of his shadow. And we can apply that to the length of the tree shadow and determine the height of the tree. A shadow is twice as long as its height. So he knows that the tree is also half as long as the shadow. So the length of a shadow changes depending upon time. So how could you know, what point in the time? He says every shadow casts at a different moment. But the proportion into the length of the object that created that shadow is always going to be the same. Harotza shelo tishra chayav ra b'tzel kever. Imagine you have a body that was buried and it's covered over and it has a certain shade, right? You have to see the diagram, but you have a kever, and a kever casts a shadow. The animals, on a hot summer day, when they want to find shade, they will go into that shade that was created by the kever. And the animals have a very keen sense of smell. And they could smell what's inside the kever. There's a body decomposing inside the kever. And the animals, if it's a very strong animal, will dig into the kever and Nebuch consume the body. So Rotsa Shalotishra Chaya Rob itself kever. He wants to create a kever in a way on an incline so that it would have no shade, it would afford no shade, so the animals won't be attracted and gravitate towards that kever. Is Noetz Kana Biarba Shos Biyom on the fourth hour of the day, which is at the time of the day where there's a difference in temperature between shade and sunlight, it becomes very great. So at that moment, the fourth hour of the day is when these wild animals are looking for a shady place. And now he takes a stick and he drives it into the ground right in front of the kever. And v'yira lehechan tzilo nota. And at that moment, he can see exactly how far away from the kever the shade of the kever is cast. And what does he do? Mashpia v'ola mashpia v'yorid. He creates a slope, and he attaches that slope to the side of the kever. So even at the zenith, at the fourth hour, there won't be any shade. Or if there will be any shade, there's no place for the animal to protect herself from the sun. So this is a way the Gemara is giving us chachma, wisdom, in order to guarantee that chas v'shalom, the animal would not, by enjoying the benefit of the shade, will not try to unearth the corpse, the dead body. Now, back in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, Rav Gamliel paskined that if someone was ba'ones, removed from the tchum of Shabbos, let's say a guy took him, or he had a momentary breakdown, and he himself, without consciously doing so, went outside of the tchum. If those forces brought him back into the tchum, then if he was brought back within an area that was surrounded by mechitzas, then he's allowed to walk within those mechitzas, even beyond four amos. That was the ruling of Rav Gamliel. So that with Mekil here, according to Rav Gamliel, if he goes back to his original tchum, and he regains his tchum, even though he was taken outside the tchum. Now, if someone is outside his tchum, but he's in an area that's enclosed, meaning it's surrounded by mechitzas, and let's say this area will stretch back to within his tchum, he can walk back into his tchum and regain his tchum. Okay, fine. Now, Rav Nachman wanted to give us an Eitzah Tova, in this case where he was taken out of his tchum. Nechemya bereid Rav Chinoy Mashkenei Shmaitei. Nechemya was involved in his study. This is what we call in Yiddish Arangatan. He became very preoccupied, such that if he walk into a pole, he would say, excuse me, I'm just giving you that as an example. V'nafak chutz l'tchum, and he walked out unwillingly, inadvertently, outside the tchum of Shabbos. And now he realized that he's outside the tchum of Shabbos when he snapped out of his sugya. And he's only allowed to remain within four amos. Whenever you find yourself outside the tchum, you're within four amos. Amalei Rav Chizdal Rav Nachman, what are we going to do with our Talmud? Nechemya is a Talmud of ours. We have to have compassion from him. He's in a state of tsar because he can't walk with more than four amos. Nechemya Talmidach, Talmidcha, Shori B'tzar. And Omer Le Rav Nach, with his brilliance, came up with a solution how to permit Nechemya to get back into the Tchum of Shabbos. And he mandated Aselo Mechitza Shal Asara B'nei Adam. Let's make a human Mechitza. We'll get together a bunch of people, and they're going to stand around him. Now again, you have to assume that these people were not walking Chutz L'Tchum. In other words, they had a different Tchum than Nechemya. So Nechemya found himself in place X. For Nechemya, that was Chutz L'Tchum. For the other people, who are now forming a human mechitza to surround Nechemya, it wasn't chutz l'tchum. And once they surround him, yikonis. And here we're turning. Just 1 second, I'm sorry. The yikonis, in other words, what they could do is they could be malava him, they could escort him back into the tchum. Now, this leniency is only permitted, according to the Ramah, in unusual circumstances, like in this case of Nechemya, who was so fatracht in learning that he ended up chutz l'tchum. But usually we don't say that l'chatchila we create a mechitza that's made of human beings, and let me just see 1 second if there's... Nechemya was permitted to walk the length of this human enclosure to return to his tchum only because he had left his tchum bishogeg, not bemazed, inadvertently. So again, we have the following two kulas. Number one, he went chutz tchum as a shogeg, and number two, he's in tsar. He's in a situation of tsar. And in that case, we permit to form a partition of mechitza, which is made up of people, and that's going to create a kind, almost like an eruv for him, that he's allowed to go inside the tchum. Yosef Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak achorei de Rava, Yosef Rava kamei de Rav Nachman. So there's a whole seating arrangement here. Rav Nachman was in the back, he was behind Rava, Rava was in front of Rav Nachman. Amal le Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak le Rava. So Rav Nachman is on the back. He whispers to Rava. He says, "My come mi boy le Rav Chizda." What was Rav Chizda's question when he said, "What are we going to do on behalf of Nechemya, your student?" Ilema b'demolui gavri askinon. Is it a case where there were enough people to form a mechitza, and that would stretch from Nechemya all the way back into his tchum? But his suffix, Rav Chizda, was coming by le hilchasuk Rabbi Gamliel. Do we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, who paskins in our Mishnah that if someone inadvertently was taken out of the tchum, if we can get him back into a tchum which has mechitzas around him, then it's mutter for him to go within those mechitzos? And here on top of Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, ein halacha ki Rabbi Gamliel. Or do we paskin like the Chachamim against Rabbi Gamliel? Like in the case of deer and so forth. Odilma, perhaps no. Rav Chizda's suffek was a different one. Bidelo molu gavri askina. There were not quite enough people to form a mechitza that would take Nechemya from his location into the tchum boundary. The kami boile Rav Chizda's suffek was halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. O ein halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, in a Mishnah later on, on Daf Nunbeis, we didn't get to it yet, permits a person who is within 2 amos of his tchum to return to his tchum. So that if a person is outside of his tchum on Shabbos, we give him a grace of 2 amos. Within 2 amos, it's considered that he's attached to his tchum. And in this case, Rav Chizda thought that maybe we could permit Nechemya to go back into his tchum when he inadvertently walked out of his tchum because he was within 2 amos of his tchum. And Rava responds, Pshita b'dalo molu gavri askinon. There's no question. We're talking about a case where there weren't enough people to form the enclosure, to stretch and cross the gap between Nechemya and his tchum. And Rav Chizda was asking whether we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. And if it was a case where they had enough people to form this mechitza, and they could span the gap between the location of Nechemya and his tchum, is mighty boile. Why would Rav Chizda have a suffix about it? Ha'omar Rav halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel. We paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, and not only in the case of a sfina, but also in the cases of deer v'sar. which means that Rabbi Gamliel permitted a person when he ends up within a machitza, a closed area that's surrounded by machitzas, even though he was not there when he was Kodesh Shvi'is on the outset of Shabbos, but nevertheless he finds himself in an area that's enclosed, like a deer in a sar. And we paskin like that. So therefore, certainly, there'd be no question in Rav Chizkiya's mind that Nehemiah would be allowed to walk within the enclosure that's formed by the human partition and return to his tchum. Elavadai, therefore, says Rava, bidelo moli gavri askinon. And the whole suffix of Rav Chizkiya was bidu Rabbi Elazar komi boy dekonami dekomer le yikones. Rav Chizkiya said, let's make a human partition and allow him to enter. My yikones. What did Rav Nachman mean when he responded yikones? Lav below machitza. It must be a situation where there was no machitza. Otherwise, he wouldn't have said yikones. Yikones doesn't make sense to say go into a place which is surrounded by machitzas unless he's outside of the machitza. So it must be that they were outside the machitzas and they didn't have 10 people. And the issue was, even though they're outside the machitza, we paskin perhaps like Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore we're going to give him that grace of two amos. And that's where Nehemiah found himself within two amos of his original tchum. Okay, Rabosai, this is where we're going to stop here on Daf Mem Dalet Amid Aleph. Eisvei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak LeRava, which is approximately 10 lines down from the top of the page. So once again, thank you very much. And as I said at the beginning, Shana Tova and a Gut Yar, and we should have a Gemar Chasima Tova and a Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. We'll study Daf Mem Dal.
Gemar Chasima Tova, good
Kibbutz Shira. Thank you so much.